I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
We do have rain and 46 degrees.
And that's causing wet roads for drivers this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, digital driver licenses could be coming sooner than expected, thanks in part to the coronavirus pandemic.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Hey, Amanda, Utah is just one of a growing number of states looking to develop digital driver licenses. Officials say the benefits are numerous, including that it gives people more privacy by allowing them to decide what information they want to share. For example, you can show just your age when purchasing alcohol or renting a car, and then keeping the other information hidden, like your address. Some industry experts think the coronavirus pandemic has actually helped move this idea forward, since people are becoming more and more comfortable with contactless interactions. Here in Utah, over 100 people are currently participating in a pilot version of the state's mobile ID program, although that number will expand to about 10,000 by year's end. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. U.S. health officials say the country is turning the corner on COVID-19.
Cases now at a seven-month low as more people get vaccinated. This week, the FDA meeting to decide whether to grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
A Utah man and his wife are stranded in India as the country struggles to control a huge COVID-19 outbreak. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, they're in New Delhi, India's capital. Eric and Norvina Shearer are waiting for her visa to be approved. They told KSL TV that media reports on the crisis in India pale in comparison to what they're seeing.
They are burning so many bodies and, like, lots of people outside, and, like, everywhere is full of chaos.
The Shearers say Representative John Curtis has stepped in to help them find their paperwork after it was lost at the U.S. Embassy, but they're hopeful someone can get them an interview for their visa and get this process going. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We continue to follow breaking news in West Valley City right now, where there's been an officer-involved shooting. This near 3800 South, 4800 West, where police received reports of a man breaking into windows on homes. When they arrived, they tell us they tried several different methods to stop the man, including a taser, but eventually shots were fired. We're told the suspect is currently being treated in the hospital. We do have a reporter on the scene, and we'll have a live report coming up at the top of the hour.
A Saratoga Springs police officer is recovering from a knife wound he got while trying to prevent a person from harming themselves in Eagle Mountain. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Utah County Sheriff's spokesman Sergeant Spencer Cannon says both the officer and the man who barricaded himself into a bathroom at a home in the Silver Lake neighborhood were injured.
During the process of taking him safely into custody, one of the officers sustained a fairly serious laceration to a finger on his left hand. But we got the knife away, and he was taken by life flight to a hospital.
Cannon says this all began with a call about a medical problem possibly involving carbon monoxide, but deputies soon discovered that the man had tried to hurt himself. The suspect was airlifted to the hospital after officers took down a bathroom door to get him out of the home. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know is considering suicide, there is help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached by calling 1-800-273-TALK, or you can call the Huntsman Mental Health Institute's crisis line at 801-583-2500.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The temperature roller coaster continues across the Beehive State.
We're looking at another weather situation to where it's going to be warming up quite a bit this week. It's the cool day today with showers and even a little bit of rain, possible thunderstorms. Each day after this, we'll get sunshine and just noticeably warmer. So 60s tomorrow, 70s Wednesday, 80s Thursday. It's another big jump in temperature we'll get by the end of the week.
But you got to bundle up today.
Yeah.
Grant says we're not really expecting any heavy rainfall today, with most places just seeing a trace of precipitation.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.